This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Jay County. Indians are coming over here to play the Patriots. Earlier today, I would have said this game couldn't happen. And it is going to happen, and the diamond looks really good. The whole field looks really good. But obviously, they've got a little rain to help out, too, but they take really good care of this. So we have the Indians taking on the Patriots. Patriots are coming in.
Thanks.
Let's see here. What did we get there, Benson?
Looks like some food. I'll check it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Take the concession stand's taking good care of us. So, we have...
Yeah, it was my mother.
Oh, I couldn't see who it was. That's awesome. So you get lunch. Why didn't you bring us lunch when we were over at Newton? a little too far,
yeah. Right,
Benson. So Jay County's coming in at 14-7, undefeated in the ACAC. And Indians are coming in at 14-9, 5-4 in the MAC, and so it's going to be a pretty good one. Not very many common opponents. They have played. Well, we didn't get to play South Adams this year, but they did play Adams Central, beat them 11-1 in six innings. Coldwater beat them 5-4 earlier in the season in eight innings. And they played St. Henry last night, and I believe they said they played almost an inning and a half or something like that. So they did okay there, but they did better than we did on Monday night at Newton. We got five pitches in. So Reese walked on five pitches, I thought it was the first pitch that hit, that they called the lightning strike. So anyway, yep, doesn't matter. But we didn't get anywhere. what we have coming up? This is a new one, so kind of keep track here. Friday, the scrimmage at Greenville. We call it a scrimmage. We're going to play an actual game, but it can't count on the record. So they're going to play it as a game, but it technically will not be a game. And we will be broadcasting that. That'll start at 5 o'clock on Friday. Then next Wednesday will be our first tournament game. I did say they play at Greenville, but it's only if Greenville wins tonight in their game. They're playing a similar seed. So next Wednesday, our first tournament game will be at home against the winner of Houston, 13 seed, and Triad, an 11 seed. And that's in the district semifinal game. That'll be 5 o'clock at home. Then Friday, we would play probably Cincinnati Country Day. They're the lowest seed. Or St. Bernard Elm One Place. They're a number two seed. So that would be at 5 o'clock, but we don't know where that will be. That will be probably a neutral location. So looks like we're getting ready for the starting lineups and the national anthem. We'll take a little break, and we'll come back in just a couple minutes.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calpharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Calp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls have been a part of the community for 85 years, offering appliance service and support across the area. They carry GE and Hotpoint appliances, along with electronics from Radio Shack. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back. Jay County Indians over here taking on the Patriots. Hey, Bobby's here. How are you doing? Got anybody with you? Oh, okay. Okay, I guess we'll find a place for you to be. So, Giesman on the mound for the just trying to get things sorted out here. Giesman here on the mound for the Patriots, and he'll be facing our regular crew. Be Reese Wendell. Reese Wendell's stepping in, and he'll be followed by Colson Post, I believe. That is low, a little outside, past the catcher. And that's fouled back, ball and a strike. Giesman on the mound for the Patriots. Reese Wendell Third pitch coming. That is a called strike right down the middle. Started in a little high, dropped right down in the zone. One ball, two strikes. Reese Wendell usually pretty good at finding a way to get on. Way high. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch. That's lined into center field. That's probably going to...
Ooh.
Did that short second baseman go out there and get that? I thought that was going to drop in for sure. He went out and made a really nice over-the-shoulder grab. And that is one up, one down. Colson Post, your batter. Somebody grab this other headset and you guys can get going. Colson Post batting left-handed. Giesman comes to the plate. That one's fouled, or no, popped up left side. I thought it was going out of play, but it's deep left field. Nice running catch, and that's two outs now. That's going to bring Luke Fortkamp to the plate. So that was a first pitch swing and second out of the inning. So Indians two up, two down. Big Luke. And then it will be Alex Garkey. You on there, Harold?
I'm on.
All right. That's awesome. So
Big Luke's up.
Yep.
Hard shot. It's a shot in the third.
Nice.
Big time play there.
Yeah.
Yep. Nicely done. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on base after half. 0-0.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Carter. All right, we're back here. Bottom of the first inning. Great defense by the Patriots.
Wow, that was good. I'm loud.
Great play by the second baseman to catch the Reese Wendell's line drive. And then a dive at third base.
Nice play at third, I agree.
And bingo, the Indians are out in order.
It's like we got big Garks on the mound today, huh?
Garks is on the mound. For the Patriots, Fugit's going to lead off, followed by Byram. Is that... I'm going to say that that is Joseph Giesman. Is that correct?
Giesman.
Indians come in 14-9. Patriots are. You don't know your record, your own school.
I don't.
Right here.
What?
Jason.
It's all right there. What's our record?
14-9.
14-7.
6-0 in league.
Benson.
Unbelievable, Benson. Come on.
Benson,
I'm at all the Fort Recovery games. How am I supposed to watch my team?
Hey, good point.
It's called the commercial review. There.
He just knows they won the ACAC.
I don't know, but this is a nice facility. Did you see their turf on their football
this
field?
This is nice. Yes.
Over there?
Pretty sweet.
That's what the Fort needs.
I think we do, too.
Alex Garkey's been tremendous here, and he was coming off a tremendous outing his last time out.
He did. He should have got the win, too. Dolphins St. John's Blue Jays, it was an absolute barn burner to the end. Gave up a couple runs in the top of the seventh to tie it up, and they beat us in the eighth.
Carter Fugate's leading off here for the Patriots. Todd Farr, the head coach of the Patriots. First pitch is a strike.
Good pitch.
Swinging a mess on the heater.
Got the high heat. Chase that one, didn't you, Bobby? Struck him out.
Three pitches.
That's
good morning, good
bad.
Afternoon, and good night.
Good night, Gracie.
One up, one down for the Patriots. Here's Gavin Byram. Number nine. Tall right-hander.
I think the last time I was here, Cody played, and they got beat. Maybe by 15 runs.
Jay County beat us.
Jay County hit 10 home runs, I think. That was back when that. Who was the boy that went and played in Texas or something? Somebody was really good here.
Yeah.
Been a long time ago. I can't remember what his name was.
First pitch strike, 0-1. Four pitches, four strikes.
Baylor, maybe? You went to Baylor?
Yeah, you're right. Was he catcher? There's a
catcher,
ball, second
yeah.
base. Colson Post, Candy Hop, fires it on.
Nicely
two
done.
Two up, two down. We're going to be out of here in 46 minutes.
We keep going like this. It ain't going to take long.
Or 9 hours.
Nobody scores. We play 18, 20 innings.
What do you think? 9 hours? When's the last day of school?
Friday.
You fired up?
Yeah.
You're about done.
Yep. About there.
That's awesome.
4-3 for scoring at home. Here's Big Joseph Giesman. That pitch
Ooh.
Is just off.
Pretty close.
For Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer.
Mike Spence.
Bringing us some.
Owner operator.
Water. Gotta love him.
Gotta love him. Uh oh, popcorn.
End seat, swinging a mess on a curve. One
Thank
one.
You, sir.
Alex gets a sign from Brody. Ground ball shortstop. Good hop. Fires it over, and he got him.
Good
inning.
Inning.
No runs, no hits, nobody left. Six up, six down, through one. No score.
Come.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM.
All right, we're back. Fee, take over here.
Back at it.
I'm filling the book out.
Looks like we got Garks leading off, 4, 5, and 6. Garks had a big two-run home run in that Delphi game.
That Who's the pitcher for the Patriots?
Joe Giesman.
Joe Giesman.
All right.
Strike call. Outside corner.
All right, so here's my question. Wasn't there a Giesman that played for the Rockets?
I don't know. Wyatt Giesman, maybe.
Wyatt.
Ooh, called that strike. Outside corner.
He's got a little wrinkle.
Got a little wrinkle in there. Am I going to take out in the right field, Garks?
Garks, he could take one out. Wind's kind of blowing out the left field.
Blowing out that way a little.
Posty had a fly ball out there and just kept carrying.
Yeah, it looked like it was carrying pretty good.
Did you work today?
Just in the morning. Ball. Full count. On the Indian pitcher. Swing on us. Chase that ball there. It's going to bring Brody Hart to the plate, Indians catcher. Been awfully good behind the plate, Bobby. Easeman winds. Here we go. Strike call. He likes that outside corner. Strike two. Brody going to have to go get it, I guess. Ground ball to short. Shortstop sucks it up, fires over to first, got him by a step or two. Two away in the inning. It's going to bring up Grant Fortkamp. Caden Homan on deck. And he's still looking for their first runner. Inside corner, strike one. Ground ball by the pitcher. Second baseman Cummins. Going to be a tough play, but he got him by a step. Nicely done by the second baseman. In the inning, Indians get no runs on no hits, leave no one on base. After one and a half, no score.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's hometown huddle coverage on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
All right, we're back here, Jay County. What's the name of the field here, big guy?
You got a Donnie.
Donnie Schlosser?
Donnie Selvey.
Field? Jay County, Portland.
Beautiful,
Indiana.
Beautiful complex.
Yes, it is. It is 4-5-6 for the Patriots. Brown, and you're going to help me with that next thing.
What's that?
Schemenauer. Andrew Schemenauer. And Gavin Bennett. First three hitters.
Garrett Bennett.
No, that's Gavin. I got Gavin Rowe.
It's Garrett. I'm telling you.
Huh?
I'm telling you, it's Garrett.
Tonight is Gavin.
Yeah.
I talked to his parents.
Switch his name tonight. No
there
problem.
There he is.
Garrett. How'd I screw that up?
Garrett. Trying to put her in there fast.
Garrett Bennett. 1-1. So far, there's been, nine hitters and nine outs. That's fouled back. Heads up, Spencey.
A little behind you, Mayor.
I don't know, but they're frying burgers downstairs.
Smell good, do
I smelled it from the parking lot.
Except the poor girl that's making them. The wind's blowing, and she's getting smoked out wide open. Dead? Oh, yeah, she's coughing and hacking when I went in.
Swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
Brown goes down on strikes. Here's Andrew Schemenauer. You got to help us. I mean, you just can't sit there tonight.
Well, you got to earn your money tonight. This is big. It's your territory.
Huh? You should probably take over. Here's Schemenauer. Garrett
Bennett. That's hit pretty well.
That one got him on a horse. And that's going to drop.
Did a spin around there.
Yep. Fee, I'm going to let you make that call. We'll let the Jay County, we'll let the PG-14.
PG handle that one. I think that was probably a hit.
Got to get him a hit, don't we?
Well, Let's see. He got spun around right at the end and just couldn't quite get it. He went a long way, though, Bobby, to get back
here.
Yes,
he did. Double, boys. Yep.
Double.
Here's Garrett Bennett. That's a strike.
Good pitch.
School is out for these boys. Indians, boy, they're out there.
Tomorrow, right?
No,
well, all the seniors, they're all done. Yeah, they're done.
Tomorrow's the last day for everybody else.
Strike call.
Strike on the corner.
How about that?
Umpire's got a big zone. I love it.
He got a big zone. He ready to get out of here. The boys, I'm going to Wings and Rings afterwards. I got to get out of here.
Are we going somewhere to eat out? Oh, you got to go.
I got to go to Salina. Make a run over there.
The 0-2. Ooh. Ground ball up the middle. Yes. Base hit, and that's going to score a run.
He was moving on the hit.
And that is an RBI single for Mr. Bennett, and the Patriots take the lead 1-0. Hmm? 0-2, you can't throw one there.
No. No, way too pretty.
Yeah, right down Broadway.
I'm not too sure he was stealing third there.
Yeah, I think it was too. Here's Cade Summers, runner on first with one out. Cade's a big boy. Cade played basketball, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What grade's he in?
He's a senior.
He's a senior.
Senior.
Yep.
He's a good boy, good role player for the Patriots this year.
Yeah, very.
That ball's a strike.
Caught
strike zone. 1-1. You want to end, Neil? Lifts the runner back.
A little hopping down there at first.
A little hoppy. Curveball a little tall.
Let me tell you a little story about a hoppy. Our catcher's going to fire one down there in a minute.
Neil, turn this down. So, boys, you're too loud.
Too loud.
No, you weren't loud enough, Bob. Something was off.
Well, I've got a nice sultry voice today.
It is. Beautiful.
So is the guy in the golf cart just bringing people? Uh-oh. That baby
that
is tatered.
Smoked.
At
got
the wall.
What
nice catch.
What a catch. That Hayden Seifring, maybe?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Big Cade gave that a ride. That was a moonshot, too.
He did. He hit a bunch of that one.
So that is just a loud out.
Big out.
Two outs now. F7 if you're scoring at home.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Aiden Phillips.
Get it out of here. Two away.
Swing and a miss.
Good pitch. There's a
fire down.
They got him.
Uh-oh.
That was a no doubt. If we run it right here,
it's one of them deals where the old coach is going to say,
stay awake. He was walking back. Yeah. Didn't even look at the catcher.
Nice play, Brody Hart. Picked him off.
Brody
Hart. And the inning is over. In the inning. Patriots get a run. Couple hits. A double and a single by Garrett Bennett to bring home the first run. And after two, Jay County won. Your Indians nothing.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
We are back, I think.
Yep.
Jake County takes the lead, 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Leading off for the Indians will be Caden Holman.
The lovely Mrs. Feely just showed up.
Just rolled in. Her and her sister rooting on Caden and the Indians. Ball. That was close. That's there a base. Oh, oh, no. Nice that thing play. Died. Oh, he got on. That was, I don't know, that was kind of a weird play there. It looked like it was in the center field, and it kind of bounced back to him.
Yeah, it had kind of a slight a screwball.
Yep. Screwball came back to him, and he made a little, not a very good throw over there. I'd say that's an error, probably. Brings Hayden Seifering to the plate.
Hey, did you give him a base hit or an error there? Error?
Error. That's what we did.
Okay.
Hayden,
there's a base shot hit
by the third baseman. That's the first hit for the Indians. Puts him at first and second. Nobody out. Nice piece of hitting there by Hayden.
You bunting here, Mr. Feely?
I would definitely bunt here, Bobby.
I think so, too.
Looks like we got Dylan.
No, he ain't.
Nope.
That was a
foul ball.
A little slurve. Slow curve.
Yeah, he could have hit. He had been going to bunt.
Top of the order on deck. Hey, we want to give a shout-out to Mr. Rob Weaver. Big Rob made her home today.
Did
boys.
He make it home?
Yep.
All right. Can't wait to see you, buddy. That one bounced up there.
Good eye, good eye.
Not looking to square at all. So it must be going to be let him hit. Reese Wendell on deck. Love to drive some runs in, I'm sure.
Oh, we're going to play Friday at Hometown Huddle, Greenville.
At Greenville. Right back at us, Bobby. Strike.
That was coming
almost
at us.
Almost got us.
Scared?
Yeah, it scared me.
A little bit. We
hang
all ducked.
There, buddy. Can you see?
One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, I have to lean over a little, but
don't lean this way.
Ball outside. Slow curve again. He likes that curveball.
He does. Hey, Reds victory today.
Big win. We needed that one. We won a series.
Should have swept
them. Yeah, we could have swept them. That
blew that game one.
Blew game one. Hmm.
Tomahawk.
Popped up. I don't know. There might be room. Nope. Catcher comes back, looks up. Can't get to it.
Is your little brother sitting down there?
He's probably running around here somewhere.
Is he a lunatic?
Yeah.
Is he nuts?
Yes, he is.
Give him a shout-out. What's his name?
Braxton. Braxton Barnett.
Braxton Barnett. BB. Is a complete lunatic.
Yes.
Wow, man.
Good.
It's good
you
to have.
Wouldn't want it any other way.
Dylan looking at one ball, two strikes. Nope, two balls, two strikes.
Come on, Dylan. All right, all right.
Ah, curveball. 3-2, runners go here now.
I think so. What do you think?
Let's try to move something here and see what happens. I feel like he's...
Caden's looking at his third base coach, and they are not going.
Not going. There's
hey,
a
ground
base hit in the right field. Nice piece of hitting by Dylan. Caden will pull up at third. Base is loaded, nobody out. We got something brewing. Nice hit by Dylan. Shows me that's why I ain't bunting. I'm a good hitter. Top of the order. Reese Wendell had it.
Are we allowed to cheer here? We're up here with the Jay County radio show. These guys over here, they're pretty.
We're going at it. We're cheering.
You can't get better guys than this.
Oh, no. Reese Wendell got robbed of a base hit his first time up. There's strike one.
Reese is going to take one of them to right field.
Yeah, in a gap maybe. Score a couple. Swing and a miss. That was what he needed to do. Just missed it. No balls, two strikes. Got to make something happen here. Reese, baby. Come on, bub. popped over the fence. Foul.
Way to battle. Way to battle.
Riley Post rolling in, checking out his son, his brother.
Hello, Riley.
Riley, man. Seen
JB down there.
JB is smelling them hamburgers. He wants to know they're done yet. There's a ground ball. That's a great play by the third baseman. Over to first, not in time, but we'll get a run out of it. Fielder's choice.
Patriots flashing some leather early in the game.
Caden scores. Who got forced out there? Clinky, right?
Yep.
First out of the inning. Reese is at first, soon to be at second.
Yeah, he's going.
I would think. Colson Post steps up.
He might throw over him once here.
See if he gets a bigger lead. He ain't got much of a lead yet.
Down you can't test tomorrow?
Down in the dirt.
No. I got my last one done today.
Last test was today?
So
I wouldn't go tomorrow.
I don't think I will.
Don't even go. No.
Take a break.
I'd take the rest of the week off.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Think mom and dad go for that or not?
Mom and dad probably.
I'm sure they'd be fine.
Popped up. Foul. He tried to bunt himself way on. Not a bad idea there.
They'd have you in a headlock. What's it cost to get into game over here?
I don't know. I just said I'm doing a radio. $7. Boys are
$7.
Yep.
Not bad.
Not bad. Probably more expensive over in Ohio.
Yeah, it's $8. Some places, ain't it?
We'd like to get $8 anyhow.
Oh,
whoops.
No.
Throw over picks.
Is this intentional to get to run in?
No.
Oh.
That is going to be a safe. I'm not sure how you write that one, Bobby. That's a score. We got to run.
It's got to be a knee on the first baseman on the toss, I think.
I would guess you are.
They had
right.
him picked off. They had Reese picked off at first. They got him in a pickle. The runner coming around to score.
Now he's at second. We're ahead. 2-1.
The second baseman dropped the ball. So huge break.
We got a break there. They definitely picked him off. But high toss. Good hustle by Reese to get to second.
Drive him in, Colson.
Strike called. One ball, two strikes to Colson. Get him in here, Colson, somehow, huh? Ground ball right at the pitcher.
Oh,
and he is going to third, and it's
that's a bang-banger. Nice
bang,
play
bang
by
play.
The pitcher.
Wendell's out at third for the second out of the inning. Colson Post will be at first. Two away. That's a fielder's choice, too, I believe. Brings Big Luke Fortcamp to the plate.
Give her a ride, Luke.
Absolutely. Throw down to first. Not in time.
Colson. How about the Cavs last night?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Nope.
They're up 21 with 7 minutes to go and got beat.
Oh, no.
Did you see it? Knicks.
Knicks got them.
There's
a shot, and it's going to drop for a base hit.
That way, Luke Fortcamp.
First to third for Colson Post. Nice hit by Luke Fortcamp. We got him at first to third. The pitcher coming to the plate, Alex Garkey.
We got people coming in wide open.
Oh, yeah.
.419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'll give you a shout out. We loved our
heck yeah.
loyal listeners.
419-852-3599. Give me a call. Strike one called on Garks. First and third.
Two in feet. Good job, you guys.
Yes. I don't see 77 stealing second here.
Ain't happening.
No, I don't believe. Catcher looked down. He's literally two steps off first.
Next Wednesday, it all starts, boys. Season.
Second season starts.
At home versus the Houston Wildcats. Well, we don't know. They play Triad.
Ooh, slow roller. Third baseman's up with it. Fires over.
Third baseman's
got him.
Third
He's
baseman
a nice
can play defense.
I agree. In the inning, the Indians get two runs on two hits. After 2.5, Indians now lead it 2-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here on 107.3, the Tribe.
The Hometown Huddle.
Indians get a crooked number there. Fee in the top of the third. Get
much better.
2-1.
Much better.
And now it is Aiden Phillips leading off. He was at the plate when Brody picked off the kid
exactly
over at first.
Right. Picked the guy off.
Number 5 is Brady Jetmore.
Aiden Phillips.
Patriots come into the game. What did they say the record was?
14-7.
14-7. They're also undefeated in the league.
Yep.
Popped him up coming back this way. Brody gives
Brody a got no chance on that one.
Strike one. Way to get ahead, Alex. What grade's Aiden in?
Senior.
Play basketball?
Yep.
Did he?
Starter.
Not a boy.
Starter.
That's a good pitch on a curve. 0-2. Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Outside.
Give us that outside corner.
You didn't play baseball. How long did you play? Just never did?
I played till eighth grade.
Strike on a curveball. That's one out now, and that brings up the number 9 hitter, Brady Jetmore. Then back to the top of the order with Carter Fugit?
Fugit, yep.
Fugit?
Okay.
They're both seniors as well.
Okay.
You guys got quite a few seniors too then, don't you?
Yep.
Got a big softball game going on down there. The Patriots are playing South Adams for the league title.
For the title.
There's a rocket to center. But right at Reese. One pitch and an absolute laser.
He hit a laser. Reese played him perfect.
Yep. Two out. Here's top of the order. Carter Fugit. Carter struck out swinging to lead off the game for the Patriots.
Number 20, Carter Fugit.
Lights are on.
Turning them on. Nice facility here.
Them lights are nice.
Kind of neat looking lights, ain't they?
They got a lot of money over here.
Yep. Everybody's a millionaire.
I wish.
We didn't get no response.
There's a ground ball third. Nice play by the shortstop, but
not in time.
I don't know.
Caden, you got to make that play, buddy.
I'm giving him, what do you think, a base hit, boys? He's getting a hit in mine.
Give him a hit.
It'd been a tough play.
Yeah, he'd have made a perfect play, but. Still got to make full.
You can't not touch it. Here's Gavin Byram. Tying run now over at first. They aired it. Gavin grounded out to second base.
Good pitch.
A strike curveball.
Both guys got their curveballs working pretty good.
So the Indians got a game Friday now if the weather weather lets them, a scrimmage game with Greenville. If they win today.
And then next Wednesday, we start tournament.
If they win today. If we lose, we're not playing it?
I take it Greenville don't want to play if they lose. They'll be out of the tournament. Is that right?
Oh, if they win. If Greenville wins.
Yeah, I'm guessing if Greenville
wins. Not if we
win. No, they don't care about us winning.
No.
We want to play.
And we're gonna broadcast it at 5 o'clock.
Perfect.
We're going to beat Madrid the entire time. You had Madrid yet?
Oh, my.
What do you think? You in or out?
Delicious. I'm in.
Yep. Swing and a miss.
Hey,
got him.
We got
inning. No runs.
Nice hit. Done.
Nobody left. 3 in the books. Indians lead it 2-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the...
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Ram Jam. Are we done? I would not have known that.
Back.
We are back here. Jay County. Rody Hart's going to lead off for the Indians. The commercial screw-up, Neil, was not us. It was Benson.
Yep, Neil.
Dock his pay. Dock his pay. Line drive, just a little foul. He hit that just over the third base, and I mean it was close to being a double.
Okay, I read where Brody is up for some scholarship.
I seen that. What was that?
I'm looking her
AD
up.
AD or something.
AD scholarship.
An AD scholarship. Athletic director? Could be. Our athletic director is going to
give him $4,000.
Give him $4,000. Nothing wrong with that. Amy, you're the best athletic director around.
She is awesome.
Now we got no balls, two strikes on the Indian catcher. Ball high.
Caitlin Clark is out tonight.
She's out?
If
hurt?
You were going to, now, wouldn't you be mad if you were going to go watch The Fever?
Yeah. Who else is it?
Load management. They're giving her a break.
This take a break?
Yep. Fourth game in 8 days in their strategic management plan. Now, if I'm paying to watch the Indiana Fever, I'm going to go just because of her.
Yep. Three balls, two strikes. To Brody. He's battling. He's been battling too. He hit that ball pretty hard by me, but right at the left fielder. He's got it for out number one here. Top of four. F7 in the books. That brings Grant Fortkamp to the plate. Grant grounded out to second baseman first time up in a bang bang play. Indians lead it 2-1. If you're just listening, where you been? That's all I'm asking.
Hey, don't forget, we got the community club meeting tonight, 7:30 at the pavilion.
We need a big
make
attendance.
Make sure you get up there to the community club. We got the big golf tournament coming up. Make sure you get signed up for that.
I need to get signed up. I ain't in yet. Swing and a miss. Took a little off of that. Fool Grant a little. One away here. Top of four. swing and a miss. Two away in the inning. That'll bring Caden home into the plate. Caden got on an error the first time up. And scored a run. The first run of the Indians game. Strike. Outside corner. Caden's usually a big fan of that outside pitch. Fouler back. He's in a hole. No balls, two strikes. Hayden Seifring on deck. Got to protect now. 10. Swing and a miss. Strikes out the second man in the inning. Three up, three down. Nobody left on base. After three and a half, Indians lead it 2-1.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back here. New pitch. No, Garkey's still on the mound.
Still on the mound.
Bottom of the fourth, 3-4-5, Giesman, Brown, and what's that name with an S?
Schimmenauer.
Schimmenauer.
I forgot to write anything down, but right after the game, we'll be...
Free? You're buying everything?
We can do that, too.
Okay.
But we're going back to the studio for the...
Insight.
Recovery version of America's 250th.
You got her, buddy.
Committee is on.
Good call.
Here's Giesemann. We're on the air, so you guys heard the boss man just say tonight, right after the game, we are going back to the studio for the insight, and that is going to have the committee for the 250 celebration. Fort Recovery's got coming
Fort
up
Recovery
in
version.
July. There's a base hit right
That's
center field and a gap
there.
Shot, and that one's going to the fence. Giesemann with good
know.
Wheels.
How big arm you got? Those coming.
Ooh. He's in.
Oh,
got him.
Got
I think
him.
He overslid the bag.
Might have overslid it.
Think he overslid the
bat. Yep, a little bit too much momentum.
Heck of
there.
A toss by Reese Wendell.
Reese Wendell, right on the money.
So that is going to be a single and then caught trying to stretch her into a double. Mm-hmm. We'll take her. Indians catch a break.
Absolutely, caught a break.
I like the aggressiveness, and he was in there. He had it beat.
Yeah.
But he was going 400 mile an
hour. He was going hard and couldn't quite grab that bag.
Nope.
Got him.
Here's Leighton Brown. This is automatic base hit. Always happens.
Yep, right afterwards.
Yep.
Would have been a run.
Clean up hitter.
Or a
Ooh.
Noggin shot.
Ooh. That one hit him right in the ear.
Right in the ear hole there. He's running down there. He seems to be okay. First
Alex
base
is
coach
like...
laughing.
Okay. My favorite player is the bat boy. That's
oh,
got to be the
no doubter.
Coach's son. It's got to be. Look
yep.
at him.
Yeah, no doubter.
Oh, yep. He is looking good.
He
Number
is
22.
Full uniform.
You know his name?
Kaysen.
Kaysen Farr.
Kaysen Farr. Looking
we
got to
get him on the radio.
He's looking great.
He helped me carry the equipment upstairs.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
All right, so here's a number five hitter.
Schimmenauer.
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 Andrew Schimmenauer.
Let's roll one here,
Runner
buddy.
First after getting hit in the ear hole. One up, one down.
Garks regrouping.
Andrews scored the only run. He doubled.
Nasty curveball there.
First time up. 0-1. Insight with Jack. Neil interviewed him. I think it's going to be an interesting 250 celebration in the Portland. There is a fly ball center field. Reese Wendell says, I got her, boys.
Reese says, get out
can
of the
can of corn.
Boy.
And he's got it. So that's two outs, and a runner runs back to first. Here's Garrett Bennett. Two outs now. Cade Summers on deck. Fast game.
Going good. Going quick. Two down.
Indians and Patriots here from Portland, Indiana. Jay County High School. Beautiful campus.
Ooh, just a little high.
A little tall on the curve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1-0. I see the Portland Rockets get it all underway this week.
Getting ready to start.
They start her up Saturday.
Yep.
Pudman's got the Pudman. Old squad. There's a ground ball shortstop.
Flipper to second.
Flipper yes, over sir. And he get it. In
nicely
the inning,
done.
No runs,
nicely
a hit.
Done.
Runner left. And after four complete, your Indians 2, the Patriots 1.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services, along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back here at Jay County. Gilbert Station sponsors the Bubba and Fee Show.
Bobby. Yes, they do.
We sure appreciate it.
We love him. We love him.
Guy can cook.
I was out there Saturday night. Me and my wife set up there, and it was busier than all get out. But, man, I had one of them ultimate grilled cheese.
Yeah. Delish. Hayden Seifring, ground ball down the third baseline. It's going to be a foul ball. Strike one. I think that would have been a hit if it stayed fair.
Yeah, especially with his wheels.
He got pretty good wheels. Yes,
he 11 seniors on Coach Ike's Indian baseball team. We had them on the air last week in the Bubba and Fee Show. And
11 seniors might be a record.
Yeah, I agree with you. Man, what a group of kids. You just... Just
good group, yeah.
Yeah, just a good group. And talking to Principal Ryan Steinbrenner during the game, the last home game, and he talked about how special group it was. And,
mm-hmm.
We're going to miss this group.
Absolutely. Big game tonight, too. T-ball.
You got
your
T-ball?
Your granddaughter against my granddaughter.
Oh, this is going to be
o'clock.
Big.
Be a war.
This is big. I figured the diamonds might be a little wet.
Might be wet. Cody just called and said they could
game
be playing.
On.
Game on. Way high. Didn't get on top of that one too good. Three balls, two strikes.
Ford like to play a little ad on here.
I think that'd be a great idea. Hayden, we need you on here anyway, buddy. Popped up. Short center field Trouble. Coming hard, but the shortstop takes over and drops the ball. He called him off at the last second, and he didn't keep his eye on the ball. We'll take it. I don't think that's an E on the shortstop. It's a tough play, though.
Center fielder's going to probably make that play. Probably tough play. It was a high fly ball.
A high fly ball. Six, runner on.
There's a pop-up.
Pop to third. Out number one. That was Dylan Klinke. First pitch swinging. Popped out to five for the first out. Back to the top of the lineup. Reese Wendell will step to the plate.
I'm sitting in for the mayor today. The mayor's got a they got a board meeting tonight up at the Social.
Social.
And that's going to be opening up pretty soon. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun in there.
Another business comes to downtown.
Yep. Yeah, I'd say he's getting close. I stopped up last week, checked it out. Actually, it's really neat. I think people are going to really like it. Ball outside. Catcher looking to throw down there first, but decided not to.
Did you go to Newton last night?
Last night?
Or Monday night?
Yeah, for five pitches.
Five pitches.
But we went and got some good food. So
where'd you eat? Was that the Made Right stop?
No. Some place named after a dog. I don't remember what it was called.
Ground ball to short. Shortstop slow. Whoa, between the wickets. That's into left field. Another error. Puts him at first and second. That's an E6.
That's the second inning of the year for Mr. Byram. He's probably let's get this thing over. I'll go back and dug out. Maybe like eat some seats.
Spotlight for a little bit. Colson Post comes to the plate.
He's got that mentality of bring it on.
Yep.
Come on, Colson.
Swing and a miss. Got on with the fielder's choice last time.
Two on, one out, Felix. We got to play a little hat on.
Ah, high infield pop-up. No. That is a high one. Second baseman.
Nobody's catching this
one. I don't think anybody's catching it.
Infield fly.
Oh, infield fly. They let her go. Two away.
That was one of the craziest plays I've ever seen.
Never seen anything like it.
I think he did it on purpose.
It looked like he did. I don't know if he was trying to get us to go. Nobody did. Two away, and that brings Big Luke, Ford Camp. Base hit last time up.
Luke's going to make him pay, boys.
Luke, we need you, buddy. Got him at first and second here. We got to run in scoring position. Hayden Seifring, good wheels. Strike call. He likes
letters.
That slow curveball in the outside corner. Been calling her all night. Uh-oh. Whoa, that's in the center field. Throwback. Had him picked off, but tossed her into center field. And three errors in the inning.
Whoops, coach.
Coach probably not too happy with this situation. He might be chewing a butt here, too.
He might bring the whole infield in and just put them all in a headlock.
That's it. Huh? Boys, I've had it. I'll watch one more drop. That's it.
It's hard to – hey, I'm telling you. 2 days of school left.
Oh, yeah. They're focused on getting out.
The last thing you want to be doing is playing baseball. You in or out?
I agree.
Huh?
I'm not a big fan of baseball.
No, I mean, right now, you're focused on everything but school.
But baseball.
Like tonight, you going out tonight or what? Anything going
tonight?
On?
Tonight? Oh, I think there's a chance. Actually.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
There's a chance.
There's a chance. Mrs.
Well, the senior's been hanging out every day this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I bet too.
So I might have to pop in.
One ball, one strike, two outs here in the inning, bottom of five. The Indians lead it 2-1. Got runners at second and third. We need a big hit out of Luke Ford Camp here.
Greg LaFever says, boys, you're coming in loud and clear.
Hey, how about that,
and
Greg?
Make sure you sign up for the community club golf outing.
Ooh, I need a player, Greg.
But we're playing for second because Team LaFever is the favorite.
Team LaFever's the favorite?
And it's hard to argue with that.
That'd be a good team.
Unless Johan. It depends on Johan.
Yeah, Johan jacks the team, man. That could be a war. Could be a shootout.
You know, it's funny because Greg.
Ground ball.
Tough play.
Second, but shortstop. Slow roller. Throw over. Nice play by the first baseman. Dug it out. And end the inning. 6-3. Out number three. Indians leave a couple runners on. Get no runs on no hits. After 4.5. Indians lead it 2-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Faller Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fallermechanical.com. Thanks to Faller Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here at Jay County High School. Indians lead it 2-1, bottom of the fifth inning. Hey, don't forget, immediately following the game, we got Insight.
Insight tonight.
With the 250 celebration team from Fort Recovery. Neil will have them guys on.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Leading off for the Patriots. It's 7-8-9. Cade Summers. Cade hit one to the fence last time up.
He did get a bunch of that one.
That ball's just a little inside on a curveball. Alex has pitched well so far. Gave up one run.
Yep.
I think it was on an error. Might be unearned.
Could be.
Well, no, we gave him a hit. It was one that the Grant had to did a little spinning out there in right field. Oh, yeah. The next guy got a hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a ground ball hit slowly to third. Caden Holman comes up, fires it across, and throws it away. Air on Caden. Lead off runner on. E5 if you're scoring at home. Boy, made a nice play, but.
Did everything except for the throw.
Yep. Luke could have got her if he was about 7. Wimby. Wimby would have caught it.
Wimby catches it. Yep. No doubter. Luke Forkamp? No.
Nope.
Luke's vertical is 4.
We got a pinch runner, number 11. Who we got, boys?
Number 11. Looks like Tyler Wasson.
We got a huge dead wasp right there.
Big boy?
I hate wasps. I don't like a wasp, don't like bees.
They like to sting you.
They hurt.
We don't like that.
Pinch runner now. Here's 14. Aiden Phillips.
First man on.
Struck out swinging.
Runs on. Bottom of 5.
Looks like the Jay County girls are about ready to get started down there. I think the scoreboard shows some balls and strikes. So
they're on their way.
They're underway.
Need a ground ball double play here somehow.
How about a swing and a miss on a curveball? 0-1. Nobody out here. Bottom of the fifth. Your Indians leading 2-1. Indians and Jay County. We always have great matchups with Jay County. Every
great
sport.
Great matchups, yep. Doesn't matter what we're doing.
I think basketball this year, though. I think I don't want to say anything. Benson, throw over, runner back. It is always fun. They got a beautiful facility here. And thing that everybody knows everybody. So.
Yep, makes it fun. Indians got a pretty good crowd here today.
Yep.
Brought him over.
0-1, that one's bunted down the third baseline and foul. 0-2.
Interesting.
Brady Jetmore on deck.
Come back and bunt him again, Bobby?
I don't believe.
Let him swing.
Yep. 14-9 for Recovery Indians, 14-7 Jay County Patriots. Patriots coached by Todd Farr. They've been playing really good baseball as of late.
Mm-hmm.
Both these teams, this game is a get ready for the second season, which starts next Wednesday for both of them.
Both teams next Wednesday.
Time is called by the hitter. Alex took a little time there.
Yep. Kind of fell asleep.
Grandma Reichner made her.
Yep. Irene. Hey, Ralph.
Here's the 0-2. Line foul. Heads up. What's your brother's name?
Braxton.
Braxton took that one right off the forehead. Wouldn't have hurt him, would it?
No, probably not.
You cannot hurt
Wouldn't
him.
Wouldn't phase
him. Nope. He just kept running 100 mile an hour. Oh, 02. Alex has slowed her down.
He has slowed her down. Patient.
Yep.
I like it.
There's a swing.
Got it. No running there, big fella.
So Phillips goes out on strikes, and here's number 9 hitter, Brady Jetmore. That is uno, two, three, four. Four K burgers.
Four Ks for him.
Number 5, Brady Jetmore.
Just heard the PG-14 guy say he's hitting 293, old Brady.
293, pretty good hitter.
Alex has just went turtle mode.
He did slow her down completely.
You know, maybe this is part of his, you know, he's had that bad inning
maybe he's thinking, going too fast. I'm going to slow
maybe
down.
Coach says, you just got to relax, Alex. Just slow her down a little bit. Get your focus.
Hit the corners. See what happens.
Swinging a miss on a curve way out in front. He was thinking he was sitting on heater, wasn't he?
I believe he was. Threw him a little off speed.
0-1. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Curveball, 0-2. Fired down to first. Runner back.
Brody ain't afraid to throw her down.
No, he'll sling her.
He slings her. He's
a slinger. Got a fly bugging us.
Driving me crazy.
Yep. Here's the 0-2.
Pulled
the string.
He pulled the string.
So Jetmore strikes out looking. Good pitch by Alex.
Nice pitch.
Two out. Now it's top of the order. Carter Fugit. Number 20. He got a base hit last time up.
Keep her in front of you, boys.
Big Fee says knock her down.
Make him get a couple hits to score.
Third baseman, Carter.
Greats Carter in.
Senior.
He's a senior.
Ground ball shortstop. Flips her over to second in the inning. No runs. No hits. A runner left. Hey, we got 5 in the books. Your Indians lead 2-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Hey, we're back here at Portland. BU Floral. Can't beat them. We love all our sponsors here at FR Radio. Leading off will be Alex Garkey, the Indian pitcher. Grounded out his last time up. To the third baseman. Brody Hart on deck. Indians could use a little add-on here, maybe. Popped up. Second baseman calling. And he's got it.
That was out a number one. Shot.
That was a high one.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
High? Wasn't that high?
That was high. That it was up there a while.
That was up there. That might bring rain.
Benson sound asleep.
Had to wake him up. Brody Hart comes to the plate. Grant Forkamp on deck.
Striker.
Popped up. We got some high fly pop ups on the infield. Third baseman comes across, makes a nice play. Two pop outs. Pop out to number five for the second out, and that was going to bring, it looks like a pinch hitter. Anthony Reichner is going to come in and hit for Grant Forkamp.
Hey, don't forget community club meeting tonight, 7:30. If you get a chance, get up
Big
there.
Big meeting.
Even if you ain't a member of the community club, come on up. We'll get your signed up. We love new members.
We'd love to have some new members.
That'd Todd awesome. Homan, president of the community club, does a great job.
He's one of the best. Strike call to 0-2, a quick hole for
usually
Anthony.
Wings, McSober's wings.
Oh, yeah. Get some wings.
Adult beverages.
Couple beverages. That is popped up.
Another
infield.
Skyball.
Skyball, third baseman coming over, and he has it. Three pop-ups. Nobody left on base after 5.5. 2-1, Indians.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hot Point appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the sixth. Indians clinging to a 2-1 lead. It's 2-3-4, Byram, Gieseman, and Brown for Coach Farr and the Jay County Patriots.
Been a pitcher's duel so far.
Yeah, Alex has pitched well, as we thought. There's fouled back to the screen. Hey, don't forget, upcoming games on the Hometown Huddle Friday. It could be Greenville. Now, we're going to know that later because they have a game today. And if they win, we will have that game on Friday at Greenville. There's a high 2-1 curveball. And then it all starts the second season next Wednesday, first tournament game. It's going to be home. We're going to play the winner of Houston and Triad at 13 and 11 seats, both of them, with not very good records. That one's a little tall.
Close.
It'll be interesting how I would guess with the tournament district final game being Friday against probably a really good Country Day team or St. Bernard. You know, either way, you're going to save Garkey for that. You're going to pitch Caden? Or
I would think
you'd be interesting to see what Coach Ike decides there. Yep. Yeah. There's pop foul.
I think we played full Houston earlier in the season.
Yep.
Beat them pretty handily.
Yep. So it'll be interesting. Coach got some decisions to make.
Big, tough decisions, and hopefully he makes the right ones.
Coach Ike is a keeper. Coach has been here 5 years.
He's a good
kid. He's done
a
nice job swinging, just fouled off. When we was in Little League, we called that a nipper.
Got a nipper.
A nipper.
The nipper is foul ball.
Gavin Byram. Joe Gieseman. Leighton Brown. Bottom of six, and he's leading 2-1.
Full count.
Curveball, ground ball, shortstop. Good hop. Fired it across. One up, one down.
Nicely
good job.
Done. Nicely done.
Is that Colson at short?
Colson post, I believe,
nice
at shortstop.
Colson.
Yep.
6-3.
Reese LeFever in the book. Second. Luke Fortkamp. Caden Homan on the corners. Brody behind the plate. Anthony Reichner took over for Grant in right field. Reese Wendell, as always, center field, and Hayden Seifring over on the left.
Here's Joe Gieseman. Joe with a big hit last time. Tried to stretch it into to a double, and Reese threw him out at second.
Yes, he did.
On a banger. I think Joe's overslid the bag and got him on the tag out. But he hit an absolute laser. Good curve. That might have been his best curve of the day.
That one was good. Very good.
0-1. Senior Alex Gerke, who has just had a tremendous year.
Tremendous.
Not only pitching, but also hitting.
At plate, yep. Absolutely.
I think he's, what's he got, four homers?
He's got four homers, I think. Leads the team.
And he's a heck of a football player, too. Dude can punt.
Dude can punt. Yep. Yeah, he is some kind of athlete.
Gieseman steps out. Heater fouled off. Good job of hitting right there.
Corner. He got rid of that one. Wasted it.
Yep.
I see the MAC standings as of 5:20. St. Henry 7-2.
I think there's co-champions, St. Henry and Coldwater.
Did Coldwater win?
Yep.
Okay. Co-champs.
Swing and a miss.
Got
him.
That a boy. Alex?
Gieseman goes down on strike. Here's Leighton Brown. Andrew Schimmenauer on deck. Did I get it right that time?
You got her.
You did.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Appreciate it.
You give him three chances.
It only took me six innings, boys. Not too bad.
Third time through is a charm.
Here's Leighton. Oop, that one's going to plunk him.
Got hit again.
That one got him.
Same guy he
got
in the head.
He got hit in the head earlier.
He got hit in the noggin, got hit in the knee. Did anybody see Chase Burns get hit with a line shot?
No.
111 miles an hour hit him
off
right.
Off the bat?
Yes.
Ooh.
It hit him 1 inch from his manhood.
Ooh, that hurt.
Yes.
That'd be bad.
Terry Francona says, are you wearing a cup? And he says, no. Terry Francona says, I wear a cup to watch tape.
Just in case.
Yep. It was a classic.
That's a classic.
Two outs now, tying run over at first. Curveball a little tall.
You're over a little. Nothing easy here, Alex. Make him earn it.
Andrew has doubled and scored and flew out to center field. Pretty good hitter. Garkey goes in slow mode, and the pitch. That one's in the dirt. Good stop by Brody. 2-0. Two outs here, bottom of the sixth.
Come on, Alex. No free ones.
It looks like South Adams might be ahead 1-0 down there.
Good eyes.
Inside, just misses. 3-0.
Got to go get him.
One at a time. On deck.
One at a time here, Alex. Come on now.
Ball's a strike.
Good
at the letters. 3-1.
Two more now.
Two outs.
Be ready, D.
And the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High cheese.
Blew it right by him.
Runner will be gone.
Absolutely.
Gapper could score a run. Knock her down, infield.
Keep her down.
And the 3-2 pitch.
Got him.
Ooh, low.
Oh, just a little low.
Now runners at first and second.
Mm.
Here's Garrett Bennett.
Oh, missed him.
In your days, you'd have got that.
I'd have had it.
Because you're cat quick in your day.
I was cat quick in my day.
But not anymore.
I'm a little slow. A little chubby and slow.
There's a strike on
the
corner.
There's a pitch we needed that last one.
Garrett is 1-for-2. He singled, drove in the only run for the Patriots, and he grounded out to the shortstop. Two on. That one's outside 1-1.
Just a little outside.
Just a bit outside. Brody gives him the sign. Alex looks the runner back to second. And the 1-1 pitch. Pop foul.
Out
to the right side over the Indian dugout. Ball two strikes. Come on, Garks. Get him right here, kid.
Need a dirty one right here. Little nasty curveball here.
Got a pretty good view up here in the old press box. Nice press box, Jay County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And 1-2. Curveball. Yes. Nice. And Fee, what's that called in the day?
That's a nipper.
A nipper. He just got a piece of that, Uncle Charlie.
Barely got a little bit of that tongue, Charlie.
This one's coming back, the old curve.
He might throw the heater this time.
You thinking heater?
I'm thinking high heat.
Fee's
right on the hands.
I'll tell you what, Fee's been in baseball since he was... What, two?
Two, something like that.
He said it's heater time.
Heater.
Ooh.
Fouled it off. Outside corner, nice.
This kid's a tough out. Big Garrett, good at bat, Garrett.
That is a good
number eight. Cade Summers on deck. Cade's had two good at bats himself.
Yeah, we got to get him out of here.
We'd like Cade lead off, number seven.
We'd like him to lead off next inning.
Gets the sign, Brody. Looks the runner back.
Another heater.
Ooh, a little low, little low.
That took some gonies to
yes,
take
sir.
That one. That baby was right
Pudge
at
would
the
say
knees.
Deuces are wild here in the bottom of the six. Two balls, two strike, two out. Indians leading 2-1. We got a good one here at Jay County. That one's way outside. Full count.
Now they're going to be running, Bobby.
What's his go-to pitch? Is it?
I think it's been a curveball.
I think it is too. I think he might come back with it. 3-2 curve though.
That'd be pretty.
Runners are going to be going, so a base hit in the outfields will score a run.
Yep.
And the full count pitch.
Ball four.
Just missed on the heater.
Hattie Mo, too.
And they are loaded. And Coach Ike is
thinking about coming out, maybe.
No, he's talking to Brody. He said, Brody, let's get him. Here's Big Cade.
He hit a bomb the first time up.
Yes, he did.
Short of being gone.
Number 27. Waves that bat around. Big boy.
He is a big boy.
Alex fires it in there. Swinging a miss. Good curve.
Good high heat there.
That's heat?
I think.
Was it heat? Curve.
I was sleeping again.
He is unbelievable. Neil?
He's got 2 hours of sleep. His pay. He's been sleeping for 35 minutes.
Fly ball. Right well. Field.
Anthony
says, I got her. He dropped it.
He dropped the ball.
1 run scores. 2 run scores.
Oh, my.
And it's 3-2. Oh, Anthony.
Oh, he was waiting on it, too.
Yes, he was. Look at him out there. Poor guy.
Yeah. He said, I can't believe it.
You can't believe it.
Well.
That's a big old E-niner. And 2 run score for a 3-2.
Got him on the corners now. Boy, I mean, he had it. He was under it. Yeah. Did everything perfect except hang on
one.
To her.
Tough one. Hang All in right. there, buddy.
Show her off.
Garkey, I figured he'd throw that one about 130 miles an hour.
Yeah, mad. Mad as you can get.
1 ball, no strikes. I don't know if he thought he had to make a throw. That one's high. 2-0. Calm down here, big guy. Get him. Yeah, don't give up any more runs. Yeah, we can get a couple.
We can get a couple here. Just got to get it. Got to get this last out.
Popped him up. Should be a play by Big Luke. Alex says, I got her. Get out. There you got
Alex
her.
Alex says, I'll take care
of
myself.
In the inning, Jay County scores 2 runs on no hits.
Might not have had a hit.
Nope. And after 6, Patriots lead it 3-2.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe's store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM.
All right, we're back here at Jay County. Top of the 7th. Indians got to come up with a run here to tie this thing up. Caden Homan will lead off, followed by Hayden Seifring and Dylan Klinke. Indians trail, 3-2.
Hey, shout out Chris Snow.
Snowman.
Chris Snow's listening today, shooting me a text. He said, good luck tonight, boys.
Yep. Christopher. There's a strike. Evens account, 1-1 to Caden Homan. Top of 7. Indians trail by 1. We need 1. We gave him 2 in the Bottom of the sixth. Foul ball. Softball girls are tied up 1-1 against South Adams. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Looking. First out of the inning. That brings Hayden Seifring to the plate for the Indians. Had a base hit here. His first time up. And got on an error his second time up.
Unfortunately, our defense just let us down again. Man.
We've had a lot of games this year. We've had some issues. Just got to get a little confidence out there. Maybe go hit them like 1,000 ground balls and pop-ups over the next 5 days.
We'll be ready.
We'll be ready. There's a strike call. Two balls and one strike on Hayden. We need you on there, buddy.
2-2.
Oop, 2-2. There's a ground ball to third. Third baseman up with it. Fires over
it's
across.
In the dirt. Good play, first baseman.
Nice play by the first baseman. Second out of the inning.
Final out, Fee.
That brings Dylan Klinke to the plate. Dylan had a base hit his first time up. Popped out to the third baseman last time on a first pitch. Dylan, we got to get you on, buddy. We got to get you on and let Reese bring you around. Strike call.
That was outside a foot.
Yep, he brought that right over.
That's all right, dude. He's been consistent. Big
he's
strike
been consistent.
Zone.
Yep.
Hey,
there's
get
a ball
out.
Hit. Right fielder's not coming right over, and he's got it for the third out of the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Indians fall to the Jay County Patriots, 3-2. We'll be back in just a second to talk about it.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back here in the press box. Jay County wins it 3-2. Indians lose a heartbreaker tonight. Coach Ike's got his troops down there in right field, and he's going to talk about that's a tough one. You know,
that is a tough one.
Out hit him, and I thought Garks pitched good. Giesemann pitched really well
game.
For the Jay County Patriots.
Giesemann was very good too. Nice shoot out and air, but I mean we've had a few, but we got to cut that out when we get to second season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Indians go to 14-10 on the season. Patriots improved to 15-7.
15-7,
and you know that's a tough one. That's
it
a
is.
Tough
it's
one.
A tough one, and we got to get better.
Indians led 3-2 or 2-1 going into the bottom of the sixth,
yeah.
and a couple walks, and just didn't help him defensively, and then a drop fly ball and two unearned runs.
Picked up
scored.
Two runs on no hits.
Actually, all their runs were plays that Coach Anklete we should have made.
Should have made absolutely. Yeah. Well, you got to shake that off, and hopefully we play Greenville maybe Friday and get another tune up game in.
Yep.
Come Wednesday night, we'll be ready to play at home.
Hey, don't forget tonight, Insight, immediately after this game.
Yep.
We'll have the committee of the 250 Fort Recovery Celebration. And then also we got the community club meeting at 7:30 tonight at the pavilion.
Try to get out
up
there, guys.
And see that. Once again, from the press box, it's Jay County 3, your Fort Recovery Indians 2. We'll be back maybe Friday, right, Spencey?
Yep. Possibly Friday.
Follow. We'll be on Facebook. Follow us on on our website.
Yep,
Hometown Huddle. Indians, once again, lose it 3-2.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!